Hello, my name is Tanisha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm trying to find the vaccine site centers where we can go to get the vaccines.
Okay. What county are you in?
Jefferson County.
Okay. Give me one second.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just laying. I'm still here. I'm searching my browser for the number for Jefferson County.
To do what? To call to set up an appointment, or how do I register, or what's the process?
To call and register to set up the appointment.
Okay, is there no way I can do it online?
I'm not sure about Jefferson County because this hotline you're on, the call, the phone, the number you're called now is the hotline for all those counties in Alabama. But Jefferson County, they have their own personalized thing. So I'm trying to get the information about Jefferson County. I'm trying to get their number so you can call them.
Okay.
I know you can get the number, call, and register for the appointment, and they'll let you know about the website and all that. I'm trying to get the information for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I actually think that's the key question. I had a different perspective than your last bunch of guests. First of all, the probability that 17 Republican senators are going to convict here is pretty low. But I nonetheless believe that Donald Trump will meet accountability. Maybe it'll be at the hands of the authorities in the state of Georgia or the authorities in New York. What I'm really focused on is the very significant number of Americans, a significant majority of the Republican Party, who continue to believe the lie that the election was
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have the number for you for the Jefferson County Health Department.
Okay.
Okay, the number is 205-930-1429.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.